Hello. Good morning. Hello, 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 and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Will the Real Me Please Stand Up Christian Broadcast. Our topic for this morning's episode is titled, The Sweet Sense of Security. I am your host, Terry Moore, founder and CEO of Terry L. Moore & Team. I am an inspirational speaker, breakthrough coach, workshop facilitator, and I'm in the process of writing a book called Face to Face with God, My Best Friend. If you have missed any of my radio shows, I would highly encourage you to listen to them because sometimes we cannot become the secure person we've always wanted to be until we let go of fear and unforgiveness. These two emotions are the strongest ones out there. And if we do not get these on straight, it can keep us locked up as an insecure person. You can go to my website at www.terrylmooreandteam.com and click on the radio link and listen to all the previous episodes. And while you're there, please go to my Facebook page and like it so we can make sure that we keep you updated with everything. You know, my friends, we need to reach as many people as possible to let them know at any age they can discover the real person inside. So please be my word of mouth for me. Okay, let's grab your drink, your pen, your paper, tissues, and just let's get this thing started. For my new callers this morning, thank you for joining me. I feel truly honored to see a complete bio of me. Please visit my website at terrylmooreandteam.com. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, please hit the number one button on your phone, and I will answer as many listeners as I can if time allows. I have a jam-packed 30 minutes, so we will get this thing rolling, and we will see what happens at the end. Go to our Heavenly Father. God, thank you for all the listeners on this call this morning. We have people from all over the United States on here. It is obvious they want to break the chains of insecurity. I pray you will be with each and every listener and help them to begin their healing process. Please, God, guide and direct me this morning and to be able to inspire all those out there. Oh, God, there is nothing more beautiful than finding that sweet sense of security, not only in you, but ourselves as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, well, I want to do a little recap of last week for the listeners that were on the call and for you new listeners, but I asked a question, what are some of the things that rock your security in God and yourself? What are some of the things that rock your security in God and yourself? How about when life seems unpredictable and uncertain? When you long to be healthy and whole? When you are lacking confidence? When you are searching for significance and value? And if you answered yes, then please go and listen to my previous recordings because it really will help you. Humility is a crucial component in true security. It's the very thing that calms the beast of pride. We find our lives when we lose our pride to humility to something much larger. I'm going to repeat that. We find our lives when we lose our pride to humility to something much larger. To go from being an insecure person to a secure person, it will take work. Over the weekend, I attended our church women's retreat with the theme Uprooting and Digging Deep. It was an eye-opener that when we get insecure with ourselves, we have to dig deep into our roots or souls to find out the cause. When life storms come our way, who, meaning friends, spouses, or what, meaning career or addictions, are we going to hold on to? You know, when we're going through the most insecure times in our lives, we must say many positive affirmations about ourselves. They must come our way. We have to become our biggest cheerleader. We all have to get closer with ourselves and wrap ourselves tight around us. We have to get closer to God and wrap our arms tight around Him when we have those very, very insecure moments. Okay, well, let's get started with this new episode. We're going to look at some security tests. So security test number one, when you need strength and dignity. We are all probably familiar with the process of standing in front of our closet, thinking about what to wear, and then changing our minds two or three times before we head out the door. Can you relate to me on this? When Scripture tells us to put off your old self and to put on the new self, it's inviting us to think in terms of taking off and putting on clothing. And that came from Ephesians 4, verse 22 to 24. There is nothing weak about God. He is pure, unadulterated power resting on our very shoulders. I hope that gives you security this morning. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Romans 8, verse 31. This is a powerful statement. How does it make you feel if you feel your boss is coming against you? Or your coworkers? Or how about backstabbing friends? It's very, very hurtful. And I have gone through a lot of that in the last several years because I've had many people let me down, out my insecurity. And that scripture in Romans 8:31 has really helped me become secure because, again, it says, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? You know, when we're going through these kind of emotions, this is the very moment we must head straight to the throne of our all-powerful God and Father, you know, rehearsing over and over who He says we are and what He says we're worth. He will help fight our battles for us and through us and to stand us on steady feet in a confidence only He can supply. Oh, isn't that awesome? We must ask Him to bring forth the woman or man in us that we didn't even know we were. We need to find our true security and stop putting a facade on for other people. Why do we do this? Well, when I got into my church over 27 years ago, I came in pretty emotionally blocked. And because of that, my reputation in the church was a super spiritual person. And I took that as a compliment. Oh, boy, did I take that as a compliment. Actually, it wasn't a compliment. Basically, after a while, I figured out the reason that they are calling me that is because nobody is getting to know me. So every time we had a conversation, it was always, God did this, God did that. Oh, and I would get into their life, but when they tried to get into my life, I would not let them in because I was so insecure with myself. You cannot break my walls down because I had been hurt by so many people, as you can tell from the radio broadcasting recordings, and I wasn't about to let anybody else hurt me. Okay, security test number... But pride is dignity's counterfeit. Okay, never lose sight of that. We don't forfeit our humility in order to get over insecurity. What exactly is dignity? The state of quality of being worth of honor or respect. Like a man or a woman of dignity and unbending principle. Okay, so he or she bowed with great dignity. Well, to me, that sounds like a very, very secure person. But what happens when we're insecure? What happens to our dignity? Well, I know for me, when I go through insecure times back in my past, it was a sense of pride in oneself and self-respect, but not in a positive way, in a negative way. Can anybody relate to me out there? So dignity can go two different ways. It can be a very secure venture, or it can be a very insecure venture. You know, when I went through my sexual assault and domestic violence marriage, I lost my dignity because it robs you of your self-worth and your self-respect until you get the help you need. You know I have callers on this phone this morning who can relate to me. When something tragic happens like this, we lose our wholeness as a person, leaving us to be very, very insecure. We do not trust anyone until we can get things back on track. We have become the victim, trapped in our own insecurity. I'm going to repeat that. We do not trust anyone until we get things back on track. We have become the victim, trapped in our own insecurity. God didn't just confer dignity to us. He crowned us with it. I am wise to note here that all people have God-given dignity, even if they don't yet have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Okay, we're going to look at security test number 2, when you need to set boundaries. Well, the scripture in 2 Timothy 3, verse 6 says, they are the kind of people who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. The power that people can have on us is just ridiculous. So let's talk about relationships. Totally relate with Paul's warning to Timothy in the Bible. A person cannot be whole in a relationship where he or she feels powerless to make healthy choices. It just can't be done. You know, confronting someone is hard. And the risk of discovering something worse than you suspect can be enough to paralyze you until the whole relationship goes up in smoke. I'm sure in our lifetimes we've all had someone in our lives that has caused this. Well, this used to be me. I would never confront anyone because I didn't want to discover something worse than what I'd already suspected. Now, I confront people. It still can bring out insecurity in me, but this is my choice. If I say the wrong thing or they say the wrong thing to me, then it comes right back down to your relationship with God. You know, but it's not as tough as it used to be. You know, I have a friend I want to share about. I've known her for 27 years. We are great friends. She was in my wedding. And last year, our relationship became very, very challenging. You see, I only want great things for my friends. And I saw something that was possibly going to end up to be a disaster in a relationship that she had developed with a man. And I approached her about this, and she got very defensive. And then she came back about a week later and said that she doesn't want to talk to me anymore because I'm not encouraging when I speak to her about this. It wasn't that I wasn't trying to be discouraging. It was just I knew that this was not God's will for her life, and I only want best things for her. But anyway, I stepped back. And I asked God to protect the friendship because normally if I was insecure, I'd be going out and do stupid things and saying stupid things. But I just let God work his own will out, or not his own will, but I just allowed God to work his own magic. And sure enough, everything worked out fine. She came back. She apologized to me. She did end the relationship. And she's much, much stronger woman as a result of this, and she's gone on to do something great many things great, actually. And I know someday that that man of her dreams is going to be out there. And I can't wait to see that. Well, let's talk about this. How about when you have too much going on and you are on a hair-raising ride? Can any women out there relate to me on this? We as women, we are so busy. I don't know what happened to the generation where my when my mom lived in, but it didn't seem like she was that busy. But we are busy people. We're wives. We're husbands, or you know, we have the kids. We have animals to feed. We have work. We have church. You know, some of us are in leadership in our church. You know, some of us work full-time jobs. Some of us work two full-time jobs. It's just a crazy life we lead. So sometimes we are so busy that we can get lost in who we truly are. One of the things I learned when I became a secure person is to learn the word no to people. And the reason I could not say no to people, because I was a people pleaser, because I was so insecure, I was afraid they would not like me or think less of me. So every time somebody called me in my church, oh, can you help me with this wedding? Sure. Can you babysit for me Saturday night? Sure. Can you go out to dinner? Even when I wanted to watch TV, I'd say, sure. But you know what happens? If you keep going on like this, it causes resentment and bitterness and anger towards the person that is asking you to do these things. But get this, it can also cause resentment and bitterness and anger towards yourself, because you know you didn't want to do those things, and then you start beating yourself up. Can you relate to that? You know, I also think there are many people out there serving others with the wrong motives. Basically, what I'm trying to say is you are running away from your problems. I know I was one of these people, and it is called an escape mechanism. Okay, how about, let's talk about social media. Oh my goodness. Did you know that research studies show that social media, LinkedIn, Periscope, and everything else out there, an average person is on there for 2 hours a day, checking, texting, 2 hours. My friends, that is 14 hours out of your week. Each week, 14 hours of your life just has gone by just because of social media. You know, how about domestic violence and sexual assault victims out there? We can certainly put boundaries up. There's no doubt about that. How about security test number 3, when you are searching for an identity? James 1, verse 16 through 18 says, "Don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, came his prized possession." I love these scriptures. It makes me feel so secure in God. Do you believe this? You are God's prized possession. How do you think it would make you feel if your husband or your wife came up to you and said, "Honey, you are my prized possession"? You know, in fact, I know my husband's listening to this call. I just want to say, Scott, you are my prized possession, and I'm sorry I don't tell you that more often. But do you believe this, my friends? Okay, if you were raised in a dysfunctional family like I was, I can almost say with complete confidence, you lost your identity. People made you feel this way, perhaps by wanting to change you to the person that they think you should be. You know, I know my grandma, she was constantly like, "Well, why can't you have hair like your cousin?" Or, "Why can't you be better in school like your cousin?" And my mom, you know, why can't you be like Nancy's daughter going off to college and become a doctor? My dad would be like, "Why can't you ever lose weight?" You know, and it was just very hurtful. And I came into the church, like I said, 27 years ago with many tomboyish ways, you know, and my friends, God love them. My friends just kept encouraging me to become more of a godly woman by dressing more feminine, you know, doing my hair, my nails, and I'd be like, yuck. But you know what? I am so grateful for those people that really helped me to change my appearance. But one thing for sure, they cannot change your inside. They cannot change those damaged emotions down there. Only you can, because they do not have the power over us like that. You know, identity as the introduction to intimacy is the whole idea behind God telling Moses, which is my favorite character in the Bible, if you don't already know that, in Exodus 33, that he knew him by name. Do you hear me, my friends? God knew him by his name. Do you believe that God knows you by your name? If not, we need to work on your insecurity. Because I can honestly tell you, I can be sitting down on my sofa and I hear God saying, Terry, I need you to do this. Terry, you need to trust me. God knows our name. Security test number 4, when you are feeling unlovable. God says in God says in Hosea 14, verse 4, then I will heal you of your unfaithfulness. My love will know no bounds, for my anger will be gone forever. Now, is that not a secure statement? God says his love will know no bounds. Well, that's what happened to me. God cured me of my own gross unfaithfulness. He healed my unloveliness with his own love. I am a walking testimony. I am not the woman I used to be. You can just ask my husband on that one. Well, here is a thought-provoking question. Do you think God gets angry when we don't love ourselves? I think the answer is a resounding yes. First of all, I really believe it hurts him greatly because he created us not to hate ourselves, but to love ourselves. We cannot love others like the Bible commands us to if we do not love ourselves. It's plain and it's simple. Well, imagine how different our days would be if we woke up every morning and before putting on a stitch of makeup, doing our hair, or shaving, we say out loud, I love myself, and today I'm going to be good to myself. Do you think we would still have the insecurity problems we do? So I'm going to put a challenge before you. From Wednesday to Sunday, I want you to get up every morning and say out loud, I love myself. I am going to be good to myself. And if you do my challenge and you have victory, I want you to go out and reward yourself. I don't care if it's going out and getting ice cream, pedicure, manicure, go to Big Lots or whatever, because you just had a major breakthrough and you need to congratulate yourself for it. You know, I also have an exercise for you. I want you to take out a blank sheet of paper after the broadcast, draw 3 lines up and down, all the way down, okay? Title the first column, What Makes Me Feel Insecure. List out everything. The second column, what or who makes me feel secure? List that out. Third column, who makes me feel this way and why? Look over the list 3 times, then fold it away for safekeeping. Look at that list every day this week until something resonates in your soul to dig deep and pull the insecurity out to begin to heal yourself. Trust me, this works. If I went too fast, you can listen to the broadcast about 10 minutes after the show ends at terrylmooreandteam.com. Unfortunately, we place conditional love on ourselves and others because of our insecurity. We do not feel loved by someone. We feel like they do not even like us or they are disgusted with us. They don't want anything to do with us, and the list goes on and on and on. Please, please stop your destructive thinking about yourself. You are only hurting you. You know, this year has tested my security in so many ways. There have been moments this year where I felt God had just backed me into a corner, letting me know I need to become a more secure person to be able to handle the trials he was going to put me through and to make me a stronger person and to be able to go out and inspire others. And I was like, yay, go God. Well, to close out the security test, I have one final thought. Trust God, plain and simple. Not easy, mind you, but basic and uncomplicated. You don't always have to hash it all out. Sometimes you can make a single swift decision. Stop doubting and believe. Believe that he loves you and knows how many hairs are on your head. Yes, even the gray ones. Get down to the bottom of what frightens you and then pitch it to him like a hot potato. If we cannot count on him, goodness gracious, who can we count on? My next radio show will be on September 22nd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll go back to the same time. We will be discussing how to have courageous confidence. You know, some of my listeners on the phone may be pursuing a dream or has had a vision to do something great. I am here to tell you, your dream will not come full circle if you do not begin to work on yourself in the area of insecurity. I'm so excited to be able to share this. Terry L. Moore and team is finalizing a wonderful workshop on November 5th at the Microtel Inn off of 465 and Rockville Road in Indianapolis. It's going to be held from 5:30 to 9. We will be speaking about courage and power. It is going to be life-changing. We will have pampering going on, snacks, and vendors. Please Facebook me if you would like a ticket. Limited space is available. I am so excited because last week we had three listeners on the phone sign up for their breakthrough coaching sessions because they want to find their real self. They want to be able to love that person in the mirror. How about you? Are you ready? My friends, I am seeing women changing before my very eyes. We want to help you. So if you are ready to make that breakthrough from your past and move on to an adventurous life, I would love to hear from you to begin your breakthrough coaching session. In person or over the phone, it's up to you. If you live in Indianapolis or Alaska, we can help you. Facebook me or call me at 317-201-8389 today. Your dream is out there. Let's go get it together. Do not allow your insecurities to continue to run your life. Take hold of it today. You know, at Terry L. Moore and team, our belief is when someone learns how to let go of the insecurity and go through the beautiful process, they will begin to see themselves blossom and learn to feel secure with who they are. Through the process, they will die to their old self, their patterns, their habits, and will learn to become a radiant, secure person. We will no longer have to ask that question, will the real me please stand up? My friends, I hope you have a wonderful and secure week and a beautiful week. And do not let the challenges this week rock your security. And I will see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we learn how to have courageous confidence. Remember, shortly after this call ends, your friends can listen to the broadcast by going to Terry L. Moore and team. Please share this with 10 of your friends because if this call resonated something in your soul, it could have the same effect on your friends. To God be the glory. This is your host, Terry Moore, signing off.